when whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, little white light will lead me to my blue heaven. I see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. Just Jilly and me, and baby makes three.
My name's Nate Baker. I play guitar and mandolin in this group, kind of depending on who we're playing with. We have different people that come in. But anyway, I've been playing guitar for 15 years and mandolin for 2, and I've been playing with this group for just a little over a year.
My name's Casey Nielsen. I play electric guitar in the band, and I am a previous permanent member, sometimes member now.
I'm Christy Bennett. I sing, and then I play accordion on a few tunes with the group, and I've been in the band the whole time because I put it together, and that's how that works. I went to Farmington on Pleasant Plains and then SHG for high school, and I was always involved in the music programs. Plains has such a great music program, so then when I went to SHG, it was no-brainer that I would do music through them, and they have a great program too, so I got to do musicals and stuff in high school and sang in the chorus of Music Man at the Muni, and my dad is mouthing something to me. Oh yeah, in church, and I sang it in St. Agnes Choir. I'm not good at lip reading, and so I wanted to go to school for music, and basically just looked at schools in Chicago because I knew I wanted to go to a city that wasn't too far away but that had enough going on musically that I could get a start. I would have somewhere to go after school and make connections in school. And I didn't really know I wanted to do jazz in school. It wasn't until later in school, but so I ended up at DePaul, and then there's a great music scene in Chicago, so I just stuck around. I listened to jazz actually in high school. I went to Julie Hood, got me into a vocal jazz camp at Eastern Illinois University. So I got kind of interested, and we did a lot of vocal jazz at SHG and choir and stuff. So I kind of got into it that way and started digging through the racks at Best Buy for jazz albums. But it wasn't until college that it was a Nancy Wilson album. I just remember thinking, like, why am I not doing this? Is that Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley album? And I just remember walking around. It was at night, and it was fall, and I was listening to this music and thinking, this is why am I not doing this instead of classical, which is what I was studying at the time. We don't do originals right now, but the songs are kind of a mix of a lot of older jazz standards, and like a lot of the European music is stuff that was popular in the 30s and 40s. So the next tune's a ballad by Emil Stern, and it's in German, and it's a heartbreaking little number. It's about, with you it was always so lovely, but now you love someone else, so I gotta go. But that's the gist.
at least for me, like, I play a lot of acoustic music. That's basically the stuff that I do. I do like a lot of bluegrass and like western swing, and so this wasn't too far of an offshoot. The language is still pretty similar. I had listened to it, and I had listened to it a while when I was in college. So it was just kind of like, and still is, getting used to like the rhythmic aspect. You're sitting here just essentially the whole time, which is cool. But I feel like, I mean, there are like rhythm players, and that's all they do in the gypsy jazz world. So I'm still trying to figure that out. But it's fun music, yeah.
Case has a background, a little bit in it.
Not a whole lot. I played a little bit a few years ago with a really nice gypsy jazz group out of Detroit, just as a substitute for a regular member. I haven't really spent a lot of time getting really in depth into the music of Django Reinhardt or gypsy jazz. But I enjoy very much playing rhythm guitar, and have always enjoyed listening to the music. So while I certainly don't consider myself a full-fledged student of that style, I'm definitely used to playing as a sub in bands, and enjoy it.
The style was invented by Django Reinhardt. It's a 1940s, it started in the 1930s, but it was started by gypsies, obviously, but it's more the rhythmic aspect of it, that there's not, I always think of the thing that's most distinctly gypsy jazz is that all the rhythm is coming from the guitars and from string instruments rather than coming from a drum set or, you know, a snare even. So that's the main gist. Fume is the name of the band, or Fume Gypsy Project, and it means smoked in French. I was just trying to think of what's the most French word I can think of. And this was nice too, the past tense has like two letters and an accent, so I figured there was a chance we wouldn't be called Fume every time we played somewhere. But we still get Fumi or Ferny sometimes, so. But it's the past feminine version of it, so female fronted vintage band. Smoke is French. Last one's Russian Lullaby. We're gonna burn it.
Every night you'll hear her croon a Russian lullaby. Just a little plaintive tone when baby starts to cry. Rock-a-bye.